This morning on the Let the Bible Speak program, I'd like to talk about spiritual discernment. I'm so glad that you've joined us, and I hope that our Bible study together will be profitable. Discernment. What is discernment? Discernment is the mental ability to understand and perceive and make a distinction between two or more things. You're making a choice. You're deciding what is different in two or more objects, and you're making a decision based upon that. You are someone who has the ability to think. You're someone who has a knowledge or the facts or the truths of different things, and then you make a choice based upon your understanding of those different things. It inherently involves a value system. You're trying to make some choices based upon values that you have built up, good or bad values. And you use the wisdom and the age that you have to make a choice in these different things. Spiritual discernment is so needed today. Friend, let me ask you a few questions. Can you, in any given situation, can you choose what is right or wrong? Can you choose what is truth or error? Can you choose what is good or bad? Can you choose what is good for you versus what is better for you versus what is best for you? How do you make the choices that you make in life? How do you choose different things? It has to do with discernment, and it's much needed today. There are so many people, especially the younger generation that is growing up, they're not able to discern properly. They've not been taught how to make choices. They're not taught how to separate. Discernment involves the idea of separation. You have two or more things and you separate them out and you make decisions based upon what you want. They're not being taught how to do that. You can actually be taught how to discern better. Just like you can be taught a lot of things. You can be taught math and science and history and English and social studies. You can be taught to discern. You can actually practice discernment. So I want to talk about the importance of spiritual discernment in our lives. To begin with, I want to go back to 1 Kings chapter 3 when Solomon is beginning his reign. And the text says that he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, Jehovah appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great loving kindness, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great loving kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Jehovah my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go in or come out. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give thy servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this thy great people?" And of course, God gives him that discernment and even other things involving riches that he did not ask for. But out of all the things that Solomon could have asked for, he asked for one of the most important things, and that is an understanding heart to be able to discern between good and evil. Let's talk about the importance of spiritual discernment in our lives. This morning on the program, I'd like to look at some Bible passages that encourage discernment. I'd like to talk about three kinds of discernment, three ways in which we can discern. And then I'd like to close with some areas of our life where we need discernment in our life. You know, the Bible encourages discernment. This same Solomon in the book of Proverbs, he asked for a discerning heart, and he even talks about that and writes about that later in his life. There are several Proverbs that encourage discernment. Proverbs 1 and verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the words of understanding, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness and justice and equity, to give prudence to the simple, someone who is not knowledgeable, to the young man knowledge and discretion, that the wise man may hear and increase in learning, that the man of understanding may attain unto sound counsels. Even people that are already wise and discerning, by reading the book of Proverbs, they can learn even more. To understand a proverb and a figure, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. I would encourage you to read the book of Proverbs. One really good daily Bible reading challenge is to read one chapter of Proverbs each day for 31 days. Pick a month that has 31 days in it and read one chapter per day. You will increase your level of just many, many things in life, how to choose what is right in life and how to stay away from what is wrong in life. Many, many good Proverbs. Look at Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. My son, if thou will receive my words and lay up my commandments with thee, so as to incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thy heart to understanding. Yea, if thou cry after discernment and lift up thy voice for understanding, if thou seek her as silver and search for her as for a hidden treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. We need to cry after discernment. Discernment needs to be something that we are praying for, that we are seeking, that we are crying after. It will help us so much in life. It will help us physically. It will help us to make physical choices that will better our health and other things. And of course, it will help us spiritually. Look at Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 21. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so shall thy life be unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then thou shalt walk in the way securely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Thou shalt lie down, and sleep will be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes, for Jehovah will be thy confidence and will keep thy foot from being taken. Keep sound wisdom and discerning or discretion. Look at Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 13. Proverbs 10, 13. In the lips of him that has discernment, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. It's just going to cause us a lot of problems and heartache and punishment when we don't have a discerning mind. So, this ability to think, the knowledge to separate and know the difference between things, the difference between fact and fiction, the difference between truth and error, the difference between what is going to help us and what is going to hurt us. All of this is very, very important in life. And I'm afraid that the younger generation is not learning how to think on their own because with that smartphone in their hand, I'm wondering if the smartphone is actually making the owner dumb. The smartphone can help us in many ways. I use mine. I like it. But you've got to be really careful that you don't let it do all of the thinking for you. I'm glad when I put on Google Maps and it helps me to get somewhere. But I'm not going to let that phone do all the thinking for me in life. And yet, some people, I wonder if that's the case. The phone does their thinking for them when it comes to value systems and making choices and relationships and whether or not they're going to believe in God or not. We've got to learn to do our own discerning and our own thinking. I'm wondering if we are dumbing down ourselves in America, and with the advent now of AI, artificial intelligence, are we simply going to let AI do all of the thinking for us? We need to have discernment. Let me talk about three ways in which a person has discernment. First of all, there would be what I would call natural discernment. This is making choices based upon our five senses, what we can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. We make decisions all the time using our natural senses, and this starts early in life. You don't have to be old to do this. This comes very early in life. When you reach out your hand, you can tell pretty quickly if something is hot or something is cold, and you make a decision whether you're going to touch that or not. And if you accidentally touch something that is hot, you typically don't reach out and touch it again. You've already discerned. You've made a decision and a choice. I don't need to touch that again. And so, as the baby is born and toddling around and they begin to learn how to use their senses, they begin to use what I call natural discernment. This is available to everybody. The second area of discernment would be what I would call wisdom discernment, wise discernment. This is based upon somebody who has some years of experience. They're a lot older. They're not a teenager. They're even older than that. They may not be in their 20s or 30s. They might be even older than that. They've lived several years, quite a few years, where they're making decisions and judgments based upon life experiences, where many experiences in life tend to fall into certain categories. Things are typically going to happen in certain ways, and we have learned that, and we've made decisions and choices and differences based upon many, many years of experience. And so this happens at work, and it happens in a number of areas where if we've been working at a job for many, many years, we know how to make discerning decisions because we have the experience with that. There are a lot of older folks that really know a whole lot based upon the years of experience. And so you can take an old timer, so to speak, and they know a lot about things. And their discernment is very good because they have a lot of experience. You know, you take a fisherman who has been fishing all of his life, and he's up in his 70s, for example, and he's been fishing his whole life. He's able to make choices and decisions based upon many, many years of experience. He makes choices based upon weather patterns. He makes choices based upon the temperature of the water. He knows where to go to fish, and he knows how fish move around, and he knows how certain fish look for certain kinds of cover. He's just got many, many years of experience. And you take a young buck that gets out on the lake and they don't get a bite, and the old timer comes in with a whole boatload of fish. So there is what I would call wise discernment based upon age and experience. And then the third kind of discernment that I would talk about would be that of spiritual discernment based upon God's Word. The reading of God's Word is going to help us to make the right choices in life. God reveals His Word in the Bible to help us make choices in life. He tells us about good and bad. He gives us all kinds of examples of men and women who acted either in a good way or a bad way so that we can learn how to act in life. And the great Psalm, Psalm 119, that has to do about the Word of God, Psalm 119, 125, I am thy servant. Give me discernment that I may understand thy testimonies. And we're going to focus on that area of discerning in today's lesson, discerning that comes from the Word of God. To discern, to test or examine, to prove, to scrutinize, to recognize as genuine after examination, to make a decision between what is right and wrong. And we need that in our lives. There's so many people that are not able to make proper choices when it comes to religion. They don't know what to choose when it comes to religion, or even whether or not they should be religious or not. We live in a very secular and humanistic society now, where fewer and fewer people are believing in God, going to church, so to speak, praying, reading their Bible. And many people cannot discern if they even need to have a relationship with God. And if they do, which church do I pick? There's thousands of denominations and sects and world religions and cults, all kinds of things that you can choose. They don't know how to choose. They don't know how to choose when it comes to relationships and if they enter into marriage, how to have a proper marriage or family relationship, how to get along with other people at work. You know, you can only ask Siri for so much. You can only ask Alexa for so much. You can only ask AI for so much. And at some point, we're going to have to use our mind and have it conformed to the Word and the will of God, and He will help us. We need to be asking God, not Siri. We need to be asking God, not Alexa. Jesus brings this up. He was talking to those of His day. If you want to turn with me to Luke chapter 12, Jesus is concerned in His own day about people who are not able to discern what is proper in life. Luke chapter 12 and verse 56 and 57. I'll back up to verse 54, Luke 12, 54. And He said to the multitudes, when you see a cloud rising in the west, that's over toward the Mediterranean from their perspective, straightway you say, there comes a shower, and so it comes to pass. And when you see a south wind blowing, coming up from Egypt, you say, there will be a scorching heat, and it comes to pass. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the face of the earth and the heaven, but how is it that you know not how to interpret this time? And why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? The idea there of interpret, some versions say to discern. It's literally to prove, to make an examination and a proper choice after that. They don't know how to discern the time. This comes up again in Matthew chapter 16. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees came trying or testing Jesus, asked Him to show them a sign from heaven. And He answered and said to them, when it is evening, you will say, it will be fair weather, for the heaven is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the heaven is red and lowering, the clouds are coming in. You know how to discern the face of the heaven, the weather, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. You are not accepting who I am. The time is right now to accept me as the divine Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah, and you're not making that choice. An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign or a miracle, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of Jonah. And he left them, and he departed. There are people who can use their brain and their mind to make great decisions about physical things in life. We've had snow in and around the area recently, and people make great decisions. You know, I need to stay indoors. I don't need to get out on those icy, snowy roads. That's a good decision. But they won't make good decisions when it comes to their relationship with God. And it's hypocritical, Jesus said. The same mind that God gives us to discern things involving the weather. Hey, I need to buy groceries early. And I need to stay off the icy roads. And I need to make sure that I have batteries and backup heat and plenty of food in the refrigerator. People do a great job of discerning those kinds of things and the need for those things, but they won't make themselves have a right relationship with God. As I mentioned, Solomon urged discernment in the book of Proverbs. Another proverb, Proverbs 15:21. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment. It's just going to cause problems. But a man of understanding walks uprightly. Friends, without discernment, we lack a necessary tool, mental tool, to make wise and godly choices for living righteously. So let me talk about some areas before we close where we need discernment in our life. Number one, discernment is needed when it comes to truth and error, the truth of God's word and people who are teaching what is false. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 and 22, test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. We've got to be able to know who's teaching the truth and who's teaching error. Divine revelation, God's word, the Bible, is the measuring stick by which we need to test what is right and wrong. And some people can't do that. You turn on the televangelist, he sounds like he's teaching the truth, and you flip the channel, and it's a completely different person, and it's a completely different message, but maybe he's got the truth, and then you flip the channel again, and it's another person saying something. Well, maybe he's got the truth, and people get taken in by televangelists. They get taken in by all kinds of books that have been written and preachers saying all kinds of things. Even what I say, friends, even what I say on the Let the Bible Speak program, you need to test that with the Word of God. Make sure that what I'm saying is matching up with the Word of God. But the only way we can do that is to read our Bible. And now, during this part of the year, toward the beginning of the year, it's a great time to get started reading your Bible. And if I can help you with that, please contact us and let me help you with that. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And somebody says, well, I don't know if I can make a distinction. I don't know if I can be discerning. There's all kinds of voices out there, and it's very confusing. If you keep reading on down to 1 John, we read verse 1. If you keep reading down to verse 6, we are of God. He that knows God hears us. We listen to the apostles. What did the apostles write in the New Testament? He who is not of God hears us not. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We can know who's teaching truth and who's teaching error. How? By reading and listening to the words of the apostles. And so, we need discernment in order to test what people are saying. The word spirits here in 1 John 4:1 is teachers. Not evil spirits or unclean spirits, but the teachings of men. Now, in the first century, there was a miraculous gift of discerning spirits. 1 Corinthians 12:10. Someone had a miraculous gift who could stand up and say, hey, this person is teaching truth and this person is teaching error. And that was needed at that time. In the beginning, in the infancy of the New Testament church, the apostles were teaching the truth, but false prophets had come up. Jesus talks about that in Matthew 24. Other places, 2 Peter 2, false prophets have gone out into the world. And so there was a miraculous gift given to some members of the church. And that was very helpful during the beginning years as the gospel is spreading and getting off the ground, so to speak. That was very helpful. But that, along with the other gifts, passed away when all of God's word was given. Now, we have the recorded teachings of the apostles to know truth from error. And so we need that. Number two, discernment is needed to approve what is excellent. Paul writes in Philippians 1:9-11, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent. To know what God wants for us, the good life, the excellent life, what is going to help us? We need the ability to distinguish between behavior that advances righteousness and that which destroys it. So, approving what is excellent. Number three, we need to have discernment to discern what is good and evil. In Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, we need to be studying and reading and knowing the Word of God. And the Hebrew writer says, everyone that partakes of milk is without experience of the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food is for full-grown men, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern good and evil. God's word will help us to make a choice between what is right and wrong. Number four, we need discernment to know the right time to do certain things. In other words, priorities. Jesus talked about that in Matthew 16 and verse 3. To discern the time. That means to know what is the priority right now. And that, of course, is a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And then last of all, the ability to discern truth. All the way back in the book of Daniel, as he is praying for himself and the people and his penitent prayer there, confessing the sins of the people in Daniel 9:13. It is written in the law of Moses, all this evil has come upon us, yet we have not entreated the favor of Jehovah that we should turn from our iniquities and have discernment in thy truth. And so the more we know of God's word, the more that we can make decisions based upon truth. Friends, let me encourage you to work on your spiritual discernment, specifically the discernment that comes from God's word. Let's have the prayer of Solomon. Lord, give thy servant an understanding heart to discern good and evil. Thank you for being on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.